USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent.
A tale of two cities, or countries. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he's had many hours of productive conversations with North Korean officials during his two-day visit there.
These are complicated issues, but we made progress on almost all of the central issues. Some places, a great deal of progress. Other places, there's still more work to be done.
But the North Korean foreign ministry calls the talks regrettable and accused the United States of making unilateral demands for denuclearization. A father and four daughters, ages 13 to 20, were killed yesterday afternoon on State Route 1 highway in Townsend, Delaware. State Police Captain Melissa Jaffe says it's tragic.
It's certainly heartbreaking. As you can imagine, those of us that have family and children, I feel so bad for this family. I cannot imagine what they're going through. To lose four children in a crash, it's just something that's unheard of.
Only the mother survived. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
House Speaker Paul Ryan was in his home state of Wisconsin yesterday campaigning for Senate hopeful Leah Vukmir, currently a state lawmaker.
People are going back to work. Companies are moving back to America. The military is being rebuilt. We are getting it right, and we're putting good judges on the bench all over the place.
Vukmir is challenging Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin. Firefighters in Southern California, northwest of Los Angeles, tried fighting the massive holiday fire from the air overnight. It's already destroyed nearly two dozen homes, with thousands more evacuated in Santa Barbara County. County Fire Information Officer Mike Eliason.
We do have an airship overhead who's trying to make water drops. I'm not sure how effective he is just due to this smoke that's laying right over the fire and down canyon and the high winds.
And in Northern California, a fire burning along the border with Oregon has left at least one person dead. It's burned 9,600 acres in California and is only 5% contained. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you could start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The countdown to the president's choice for the Supreme Court vacancy is on. USA's Wendy King has the story.
President Trump plans a major television production for his Supreme Court nomination announcement on Monday night. Until then, he gives this preview.
In choosing Justice Kennedy's replacement, my greatest responsibility is to select a justice who will faithfully interpret the Constitution as written.
The president's top contenders reportedly include federal appeals court judges Amy Barrett, Brett Kavanaugh, and Raymond Kepledge. He's deciding this weekend at his New Jersey golf resort. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Protesters and counter-demonstrators are outside the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Building in Louisville, Kentucky today, with protesters calling for the abolishment of ICE. Louisville Metro Police Department Chief Steve Conrad says some streets in the city will be blocked off to prevent violence.
We will be monitoring the crowd for items other than guns that could be used as weapons, to include 2x4s that are being used as a signpost, large sticks, or other items that could pose a danger.
Protesters calling for the abolishment of ICE over zero-tolerance immigration policies. Actress Scarlett Johansson is facing criticism from transgender actors for taking a role in the movie Robin Tug, where she plays a brothel owner born a woman but identified as a man. The actors say those are the only roles they can get in Hollywood, and they don't like her taking it. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.